You're now live in the mix with... You're in the mix with the Fleet DJs.
What up? It's Empress Journey giving you a grand dose of niggerdom, because I will be snacking on these baked Cheetos throughout the show.
Snacking on y'all motherfucking ass.
All day. And guess who that be?
That be KB.
That number two snacker. Because if I did take this to the head, I would offer you something, but I ain't got no germs. You want some?
Yeah, she claimed number two snacker, but did not share near a snack.
I just asked you if you wanted some.
That's the second bag of potato chips that I seen today.
It's a bust for me.
Maybe I missed the other one. That's like a grab bag, though. You got to take that to the head.
Yeah, I got this from the hot dog truck at work.
I appreciate the offer.
Yeah, but I'm telling y'all, I came from work, 8 o'clock, did my Fleet conference call, had to make sure everybody was on the same page. We Gucci. And then, we, what you call that thing? Then I'm in the studio. Now, I still ain't ate dinner, so I got to munch on these chips. This is the shit we do. This is what you call the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywho, we gonna get to the more of the story. Today's show topic is cautionary tales. Now, KB had a question, but he's over there tipping and tapping.
One moment. Please stop the people.
Okay.
Taking care
so,
of
basically
a separate matter.
Okay. So basically, I bought some new shoes today. And they really fly. They got stars on them. And I'm cheesing. They make my feet happy. And I think I do have a problem, because I just bought 4 more pair of shoes. And I am lusting for them. You hear me?
Bought 5 front and 4 more.
I bought 5 more pairs of shoes.
So how many pairs of shoes do you have now, total?
I stopped counting. It's disrespectful to count.
I think it's important to count, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to have, I feel like you have a ceiling.
An inventory?
Definitely an inventory, but also a ceiling, you know what I'm saying?
Ceiling for what?
Like amount of total pairs that you're going to have.
Why?
Because you're not going to be able to wear all of them.
Lies!
It's fiscally irresponsible to have that many shoes and like not sell any of them, you know what I'm saying?
Sell?
Yes.
No, when I'm done with them, I actually donate them to the women's shelter.
Hell no. I would like to say that We Bang That Radio does support any and all things charitable, especially donations to the women's shelter, particularly the one in Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
That being said, I ain't with no giving away no damn shoes, now.
Well, you gotta understand.
Not no shit that's wearable. Fuck that. Niggas need shoes like shoes need niggas.
Well, you want to start selling women's shoes? Because I accidentally... See, this is physically irresponsible of me. I accidentally bought 2 of the same pair of shoes. So when they came, I was like, oh, I bought 2 of them. But I'm willing to sell a pair.
And as to your question, yes. Definitely interested in selling women's shoes.
Okay.
Well, we'll just need input as far as the market and the
going
rate.
Yeah. I got you.
Because we ain't dragging, you know what I'm saying? We like to make... We like to make it make sense for both parties.
Yes. And you know, I know shoes. And I actually know us. I'll tell you later. That's an off-air conversation.
Yeah. We can get to that.
I thought about you yesterday.
Why is that?
Because I ran across something that you'll be interested in. Into.
And what was that?
Off-air.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can't give everybody the information. I just won't give you the information. It's the shoes.
I'm there with you.
You know, into why? Like I said, the moral of today's show is cautionary tales. Basically, we're going over songs that actually give you information on how to prevent being in certain situations. They throwing up caution signs. Now, whether you stop or keep going, that's up to you. I personally pay attention when people give me good advice. Now, what was your question about the show?
Generally, when we have shows, you know what I'm saying? The people may or may not know this, but many times when we do a show, I've kind of find out about the show sometimes at the same time that they do, as far as the topic. But ordinarily, the topics are like inspired by something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe we can roll into the next song and then come back with the actual story of what happened. But I was curious the story behind what sparked today's topic. was what I was wondering.
Actually, nothing. I was just listening to a lot of songs, and I said, hold the hell up. They telling you something. This is vital information for your everyday life.
Message.
You know? And some people are a little slow. I have my slow moments. So, maybe I should just let them know. Listen, they trying to tell you something. Pay attention. Take note. Memo.
Yeah. To tell you. Remember that song? That
God is trying to tell you something.
From The Color Purple. That's my favorite part of the movie.
I know. Don't you know that?
And she turn up. Oh, yeah. Hey, she start leading to the side. Ooh, yeah. That's that hard singer. That's when you're singing from your diaphragm. You can't stand up straight.
Now them old Baptist church singing right there.
Oh, yeah. No training, just can sing. Nigga shit.
Daddy. Sinners have souls too. That's the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, that part was kind of flamish, you know what I'm saying? But the singing was awesome, you know what I'm saying?
That little girl, she was like, hold on, I didn't know I could sing like that.
By the way,
shit, you ain't singing like that.
I don't know if you know, shout out to Maria Howell, who is like local Charlotte singer, who is like the girl in the movie who gets upstaged by Shuggie Avery. She was Charlotte though, you know what I'm saying? She's local. She can sing for real too though.
And the girl who hair they were combing in the movie, in the beginning, that's my homeboy cousin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them North Carolina folks.
They made that movie around here somewhere.
They did. Didn't they? It was in Monroe.
Yeah.
I always be looking for the color of the purple of the fields, and then I realized it was just a bunch of buckets of flowers.
I was talking to somebody, and it was like, yo, that house that they was at, that's like, was somebody really house, like in their family shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They need to clean that bitch up.
I'm not sure it was like it.
I'm messing.
They was living in it at the time I filmed it.
All right, let's kick off the first song. Let's start with, let's see. A blatant, I'm trying to let you know something would be the Brand Nubians, Slow Down. They letting you know you living too goddamn
fast. And it ain't your style.
Slow down.
Hey, baby, your hips is getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your wig. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, cause I hit him behind my speakers. The object of your affection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wolves? The crackheads and crack men, they come up to my door. I don't smoke jump, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your beds, got a seal on your street. Time is limited to days. They're getting only A's to see some comeback. Damn, Mrs. Shane, you're the mighty queen of vows. With a wide-eyed look and a rotten cute smile. Used to walk with a swagger, now you simply stagger. From one spot on to the next spot on to the next spot on to the next. Stunt did a jaw, for me it won't draw. Cause it smacked the weird, a whole spill with sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your crunch. Started off light on the tip of woolly blunt. But now you get a stripe, graduating to the pipe. A long pull, hype, yeah, head crack, head crack, you smoked up that stack in a minute you was back.
Hey, your ex, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Slow down, down, slow down.
I knew this girl named Tropicana, she's always juicing, producing cash for my sexual tasks. She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat, you ain't paid and your grade is incomplete. You got a fast dollar. She sucks it up like a Hoover, taking all your fakes like inhalation of bait. Her nasal passage filled with money and it's massive.
What I am is what I am.
Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt and your plan is to take all you can from a man and scram. I seen your kind before, you're not original, just a sick mixed up individual. Giving up the crotch for a fresh gold watch, marking off the good you get, going up another notch. Your ways and actions are like those of a savage. All of his assets are in order.
Slow down, down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down.
As the juice jingle from the hot young and single little stunt. A 40 and a blunt, that's all she really wants. But she'll spin your papes and she'll use it for your plastic. And if you swing her F, you better wear a prophylactic. Cause things are getting drastic. Push up in the wrong one, you end up in the casket.
Slow down.
It's no need in speeding. She was doing lays with everyone she's meeting. What makes
run right in her. Cooper makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight. Picture that.
Slow down,
you little booger. Honey got a problem with the bends, meaning she likes to bend over, and then she spreads the skin. The girl is living by one, that's without no controversy. She can make a bed spring, sing a song of mercy. You can knock the boots if you want to spin the loop, but the way I heard the scoop, that's not the move, true. Honey's living foul, longer than an hour. You may think you're doing work because she gives a fake out. Joe Slow put a ring upon her finger. I try to school him, now he's stuck with a humdinger. You're living foul, and it ain't your style.
Slow
now see, there ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, cause it's not the season. But if you wanna live foul and be a dumb diddly dumb dumb dumb, then go ahead, baby.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Yeah, I just like the way they go down. I just really do. I came from it.
What I am is what I am. Well, what you are is a stunt, man.
So, listen, to you, what was the moral of this song? What were they trying to tell the people?
There ain't no reason to be out there skeezing because it's not the season. But if you want a little foul of being dumb diddly dumb dumb bitch,
dumb diddly dumb dumb bitch.
You're living foul. And it ain't your style.
Okay.
They pretty much laid it out for you.
They really did.
They covered a couple of different topics, though. I think that's
yeah, they really did.
Pretty good song right there, yeah.
Let's see what's going up next. Okay, you know what? We just had a conference call with her. She's so cool, down to earth. Shots out to Bahamadia. Still one of my favorite rappers. But we're definitely going to have to hit y'all off with that True Honey Buns. Yes. True Honey Buns. Want to have fun. And like the chick to settle for the hit and run. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing the little buck up. You see that? I was shooting my guns just there. Took you back to 94.
Out west, maxing at the rest. Pressed to see my cutie that I caught to come caress me. Desperate for one available to check this. Not into masturbating, yo, cause that's some other shit. Since I had hit the dry spell, I figured I'd manicure my nails. Then after blue, I'm interrupted by the bell. It was Key, talking about D. Come on, let's bounce tonight. Wu-Tang's performing at the Fever. And I got the backstage passes, VIP status. The after party's at the Marriott. We in the night like black. This cool, I could do with that. Give me 45 so I can wash the pussycat. And marinate the body, hop in Mizrahi. Tighten up the afro and turn it super hardy. I tell you what, I hit you up soon as I'm ready. When I see you Mitsubishi out front, we jet True Honey Buns, wanna have fun. Unlike a chick who said it for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do. Arriving at the club like 11:45. Scenery was live. Mob like a 3-2 center outside. Fly rise the whole shebang. You know how Philly hang. Come time to get extravagant. While I was attracted by the glamour and the glitz. Keep us chatting with the bouncer, telling him we on the list. Within the split second, we escorted through congestion. Routine friction, metal detection. All clear as air, no question. So we grab Kahlua's at the bar and head towards the dance section. No hesitation. Breezing to the back in the green room where the celebrities was at. That's when the propaganda began to emerge. Star-studded events must trigger hoochie alerts. Cause Kia went berserk, Diggy Low was first. Subtle body language, acting like a flirt. Tongue sticking out with the baby door pal. Talking all loud, I'm like, what's this all about? Imagine Kia aiming for attention, striving for it with a passion. Slips out of sarong, started dancing in her thongs like a booty song was on. I said, sis, you know you're wrong. See, you the reason niggas be screaming bitches, hoes, and tricks. I don't believe you going out on that Adina Howard shit. Don't you dig these niggas think you hotter than the sun? Even if they talk to you, they wanna hit and run. And if you scheming on the cream room, you ain't getting none. You play from the door with that nut shit you done. And she gon' look at me and say, yo, chill, whatever. I thought you was my peeps, I said I thought you was together. Your actions bounce on all these chicks in here like a reflector. I'm trying to school you, sis, it's plain that you don't know no better. But I'm not the one to judge, so do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Yo, chew honey buns, wanna have fun. Unlike a chick who settled for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. How you do it.
I'm telling y'all, me and Bishop should have our own reality show. It's true shit.
Word.
I can't tell you. If, you know what? If I tell people half of the stuff I go through.
My shit would hit the fan quick. You feel me? Oh, shit. Goddamn.
No. I'll close down super. I can't have all my shit out to the world. I'm a very private person, even though I do put some business out and straight. But y'all can never put the people together.
Shit.
You kidding.
Shit. $1.
You gonna put a dollar on it?
No, I don't
actually. I was say, you gonna put a dollar on who I got a crush on now?
It's no telling, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I about to say, go ahead and give me my dollar, nigga. Because you would never guess.
Give me my dollar. I mean, it's a world full of motherfuckers.
Exactly. That's why I say, give me my dollar. Don't you try. You know what? But speaking of,
I know you got a crush on EJ Manuel. Apparently he's cute though, because I heard that most recently from somebody else too. Give me my dollar. Quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, for anybody who's not paying attention to not really follow sports.
EJ, this is EJ. Y'all just gonna have to make amends. That's the way.
It'll be EJ and EJ.
EJ, this is EJ. Y'all just gonna have to make amends. We gotta make our amends. Yeah, I like him. I don't got a crush on him. I like him.
I
like him. He 23 too. Just young enough to let me learn him something. See, hey, I got Chris Brown when he was that age.
You be getting punched in your face.
No, he would have more manners. What he do in D.C.?
From what I understand, he ain't really do shit. A dude ran on their bus and they fucked Betty up.
Oh, yeah, that them's the rules. You run on my bus. Guess what, bitch? Speaking of running on people's bus and shit.
But when you on probation,
you might not want to be a part of said ass whooping.
Niggas damn near on parole.
But you know what? Somebody been instant messaging and hitting me on Facebook about this shit. So damn funny. He been asking. He was like, bodyguard for hire. I'm like, damn it. How big do you think we are? I don't think nobody try to fuck me up. And if somebody do try to fuck me up, I got my knives. I do.
Yeah. We're not famous or running up.
We're not there yet.
Do, man. And I don't got no priors. I'm trying to tell you.
And I legally have no priors. My record is clean. Thank you for the college fund for that one.
I ain't trying to do nothing to nobody, though. I ain't trying to have nobody do nothing to me.
But if something needs to be done, it will get done.
If we got a handle, we're going to get a handle, though.
Trust me, I ain't out here scared. We ain't out here scared. I don't think I need no bodyguard. But you know me, if somebody offers to bodyguard us, I'm gonna run it by you. Do you want the bodyguard behind you, bitch?
It depends. I don't think we need that shit nowhere in the continental United States of America.
Nah, I'm cool. People like me.
I think I'm fairly likable as well.
I can name, it's probably only two people that don't like me right now. Three. Sometimes my ex-husband might not like me just because we got our shit. But, you know, we don't talk. So, that's not a like or likable situation. But, yeah. You know that bitch? That bitch that goddamn did that bad business. I done seen that bitch all up in Columbia this weekend. She gonna talk about, hey, had her little minion look at me with the yuck face. Bitch, I don't throw shade. I throw solar eclipses. You don't want none. Darkness.
All the lights went out.
You tried to get.
It didn't even happen. Horn started playing.
I'm just saying, look, though, you try to get to know people that I didn't goddamn grew up with. Get your life. It's a rap for you. I don't do you. There's no need to speak.
Yeah. I don't know one person that don't like me. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Somebody don't like you? Who?
We talk about it off here. He don't really have a good reason to not like me.
Though. Oh, that dude. Not Chabu. He's just hating.
He is hating.
If I was living in my car, I'd be hating too. Oh, my bad. Too much information.
Oops.
You know, sometimes I forget the mic is on.
Well, get an apartment then, nigga.
Say it in your house, little ass right. Nigga.
Stand on your foyer so you can and then get a door to slam. Sure.
You can even get a double wide. We respect that.
Hey, but yeah, it is what it is. I don't really got no problems with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Not in my world. I don't got time for that shit.
I got people I don't like.
Well, I got plenty of motherfuckers who I don't fuck with.
Yeah, I got people to talk shit behind my back and think I'm just gonna be cool with that too.
If you talk shit behind my back, that means you don't got the fucking courage, the balls, or the pedigree to say it to my fucking face.
This is very true. I think motherfuckers be scared of me, especially this one.
They might not be scared, but what you gonna say? What you gonna say?
I don't know. You know how I feel about niggas that act like bitches.
Some niggas
change your motherfucking pad and then try to aspire to be the bitch that I am, ho.
Your pad is bleeding. It's
bloody. You know? You don't even know how to change your pad properly. Go take a douche.
See it with your chest.
Bitch.
Low ass nigga.
You done had like me go bitch. Over here. You done had me go over here and forget what the moral of the story was. Let's get back to the music. So, up next, we're going to take it to... Oh, let's take it back to the old school. We're going to do Slick Rick. Shouldn't have done it. I love this song. Love it.
Well, I'ma tell you a story and I come out bluntly. Born an ugly child, ain't nobody would want me. I used to walk around and get upset and upsetter, till I figured out ways to make myself look better. As I got older, my awareness expanded. I met this beautiful girl and my wish was commanded. Didn't hang with the fellas, cause they started getting shady. I'd always be my girl and y'all could call her my lady. I loved her a lot, word up, not going to front. See, the problem that arouses, why on earth did she want me? Couldn't figure it out, and to make things worse, I was cursed with the torment of not being the first. And the first was this fly guy, made me very jealous. Only thing she cheated on me and talk to other fellas. Two wrongs I make a right, but any time of a fight, I will kindly pick up the phone and call a girl out of spot. I shouldn't have done it. I'm feeling sad and blue. I'm feeling sad and blue. I want to make things right, so direct it was admiring. Trying to stop my love, but no, my love was not retiring. To catch her in a lie was near impossible and tricky. Didn't want her in certain clothes,
getting really picky.
We got into the game, this time she got too bright. So me preventing a fight, I just stayed out for the night. I had to ease up all the pressure, all this heart and pain. So I went up to the parrot with Omega Vance and Dane. This girl came over, she was trucked down excessive. Started talking to me and she was popping quite aggressive. A pretty young thing, she didn't strike me as no hoe. So weak minded rigged the ruler, went on with the flow. But I was getting like why without me even knowing. We stepped back to my van and I could feel us for her growing. The girl took off a coat, her body was no joke. Well, I rubbed it to her zipping and I went for broke. I shouldn't have done it. I'm feeling sad and I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling. Now I've sinned and there's no one to blame. The night when I went home, I felt real guilty and ashamed. Snuck right into bed, I felt just like a shady fella. What made me so centered? How am I ever gonna tell her? Shouldn't have cheated just because we'd always shout. Endurance, be a man, that's what I had to learn about. I mean, I guess I like this one, the secrets that I hid. I figured I patch things up and then I tell her what I did. Then after that night, she started acting heaven sent. I found a house spotless and she helped out with the rent. So I brought the ring, it was a good 20 carat. Then word got back about me chilling at the parrot. So when I got home, I thought she'd just be out to roast. Instead, I found a sweater and I found an overdose. It's saddening for you, but I guess you didn't care. All this wouldn't happen because of me and my flesh. I'm feeling sad.
So what was the moral of this story, bitch?
He shouldn't have done it. I mean, sometimes we all get in situations and we know it might not be the right thing to do, but I mean, damn.
So cheating?
That shit right there. Bishop is not a cheater.
No, because you're single. Therefore, if you do it, then you're just doing it. These are the moments where we need to be on tape.
Hashtag what you talking about. Hashtag devilish grin. Hashtag heavy mixing.
Okay, I can't with you today. I can't. So basically, that song taught us that cheating is wrong. Sometimes women just need a moment to get their self together and come to grips with that you're the one, and I need to do more around this relationship in order for you to appreciate my greatness.
I don't know if I'm at that point, yo. This is another kind of things Bishop normally discusses on air, but the whole damn.
You want what you want, but you don't want to want what you want. And that's the way I'm going to leave it, because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
You do.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but you do.
Oh, but I do. Do I? I'm all up in the mic.
I love the way he distracts the attention from himself.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, hey, it is what
it
is.
You know exactly what the hell I said, and you know what I meant, and you feel it.
Yeah, you definitely feel it.
You want what you want, but you don't want to want what you want. Because you don't feel like what you want is always right. But you want it.
I want it, definitely, but damn, this is...
You do. It's just the other baggage to come along.
And ancillary expenses. You feel me? Yeah.
Anyway, it's not polite for us to talk in third person and in code amongst our listeners.
Talking in code, nigga?
Even though we always talk in code, but they enjoy it, so it doesn't really matter. Anyway, let's stay in the old school. Let's stay in the old school. We talking about girls and such. So let's... Okay. I bet this hasn't been done on a show in a very long time. Let's throw on that fresh Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Nothing But Trouble. Yes, I said it. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I got something coming out of this one.
Nothing But Trouble.
Boys don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello, she said hey, you're kinda cute. I said yes, I know, but by the way, sweetheart, what's your name? She said my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said my name is the Prince. And she said why? I said well, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy, but enough about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I popped some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her on the town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, hey! I got scared when she started to yell, so I handed her my wallet and ran like hell. I was ducking through the alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. I was arrested, charged with aggravated assault.
Yo, Clancy, we got him.
But it wasn't my fault. Well, nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. One Friday night, cooling, watching a Mike
Tyson fight. I was maxing and relaxing, sipping on tequila. When this girl walked up, she said,
"Hi, my name is Sheila."
I responded by saying hello. She paid for my drink and then said,
"Let's go."
20 minutes later, things were starting to cook. As we pulled up into a house, I said, "I'm with you, toots." The music was soft and there was wine in the glasses. She started winking and making little passes at me. She grabbed me close and that's when she got bold. She started feeling up my back. I said, "Oh, your hands are cold." We went into her bedroom thinking of one thing. Took the phone off the hook to avoid the annoying ring. I caressed her body and then I kissed her cheek. And that's when I observed those satin bed sheets. I felt that it was time for me to make my move. I thought I better hurry up before I busted the groove. I leaned down to kiss her, but when out of the blue, a door slammed and a voice said,
"Baby, where are you?"
My boyfriend busted in. He grinned an evil grin and said,
"Boy, I'ma tear your butt limb from limb."
I was scared as hell. Where was I supposed to go? I just yelled, "Geronimo," and jumped out the window. Just my luck, we were in a snowstorm, and all I had was my underwear on to keep me warm. And to top the night off, I had to break in my place because my keys were in my pants back on Sheila's bookcase. I was done sneezing and coughing. Achoo! I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Oh, the next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away.
Yo, man, you think they see your point?
I don't know, man. I don't think they're really with it, man.
I think you should give them another example.
All right, you just scratch. Just make it funky right here.
I got a ring on my phone, May 5th last year. It was my girlfriend, Betty. I said, "Hello, dear. I was just about to call you. I got a couple tickets to the Run DMC concert. It's 6 o'clock now. At 8, will you be ready?" "All right, fine. See you then, Betty." I combed my hair, washed and brushed my teeth. Got funky, fresh dressed, and Molly Cox for a teeth. Got to Betty's at 8. I was ready to jet until Betty's mom said, "Betty's not ready yet." I sat there for at least an hour. It was 10 after 9 before she got in the shower. 9:35, she comes downstairs and said, "I need a little longer to finish my hair." At 10 o'clock, we had been missed the show. She comes downstairs and says, "Let's go." "Go where? Go to sleep, I'm gone." I was steaming like a demon as I drove home, but it just goes to show. Not trying to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. The next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme, just remember my rhyme. Take heed to my rhyme to get the hell away.
Man, first your parents just don't understand.
I know, word, man.
Then you had this crazy nightmare.
Oh, why me? Why me?
What's next?
It's not these girls, man. Well, you know how it is. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
With the Gilligan Island sample. The thing I was going to say coming out of this when we went into this was, damn, people talk a lot of shit about a lot of rappers, but one thing that they don't talk about enough is, damn, Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Will Smith, arguably the greatest rapper who have ever done it. Now, feel what I'm saying. I know that sounds outlandish on the surface, but...
If you missed it, I did give him the look.
Yeah, she gave me the look for the second time today. But then Will Smith done went from there. Parents just don't understand. Girls are in number trouble. To the TV show. To the damn... Then he still had the little Men in Black shit was jumped off. You know what I'm saying? You might not have liked it, but it might not be your favorite song.
And then you had, what's that? Miyama, Mami, Mami.
Yeah, that's the Miami song.
No, he had something else in between that was real hot.
Getting Jiggy With It.
Getting Jiggy With It.
He was always kind of relevant. And at that time, they were getting 20 million a picture.
And still got Jiggy With It.
Fast forward. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. Just whip it. No, then he getting that paper too.
The kid.
And I just seen the movie where it's Will Smith and his son.
Jaden.
Yeah, but if you see the movie's really like Jaden's movie. Will Smith, he fucked up. Like, in the shit, he can't even move. He, like, just sitting in the shit talking. The whole movie
he
is...
He did Karate Kid good, though. Jaden can really act.
Oh, he's nice.
And he got... And he called himself rapping. He got songs with Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. See, them boys, they're turning up. Who doing it like that?
That's the bloodline doing it like that.
Hey, this nigga turning that, this nigga that got rich, turning that shit into wealth. You know what I'm talking about?
His oldest son, Trey, is a DJ.
Is he?
Apparently doing quite well in LA.
Hey, man, when you Will Smith's son.
I only know that because his ex wife is on the Hollywood ex wives thing.
The son ex wife or Will Smith ex wife?
Will Smith ex wife. And then we saw the son who looked just like him. It's kind of weird.
You have that?
Mm hmm.
But now, Will Smith, that's that turn up. I've been fucking with him a long time, pause. But hey, I just seen the movie the other day. I didn't have nothing on the new movie, but I was thoroughly entertained.
about the planet and they coming back to Earth, that one.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't what I expected, but it was still good, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I see your logic there. Yeah. But as for a rapper though.
I mean, but rappers, at the end of the day, rappers are stepping stone to something else. Will Smith was never, can't nobody say or have ever said Will Smith garbage on the mic, because it's just not, I just don't, that's just not what it is.
So, with that song, what was he?
They had Summertime.
Summer, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you.
If this nigga didn't have no other song, that nigga could do that one song. As soon as he started getting hot, oh shit, turn up. Go ahead and start booking it. We traveling around, we doing this.
But you know,
song.
That's back when they respected DJs highly because Jazzy Jeff came before the Fresh Prince.
A.K.A. Jeff Brown.
Yes, and he's one of the illest. Hell fuck no. He's still amazing. Yeah. I seen that nigga mix in one of them damn alley clubs.
Jazzy Jeff, one of the best.
Who? I was so amazed by him.
Make it transform. Mm-hmm. Ooh, them boy damn. Yeah. My bad, though.
We digress.
I went on a tangent. That's what I was doing this week. I've been chilling, you know what I'm saying? Grind season has returned.
Yes, I don't like it. I don't get to see Bishop often.
If y'all need them tickets, we got them tickets, you know what I'm saying? We got them Heat tickets. They're going for the lead. Low, go and get yours now. We got the New York Knicks ticket. We got them damn Brooklyn Nets. I know you want to see Brooklyn. Paul Pierce and KG and damn Darren Williams, all them boys finna try to topple the Heat.
My mama wanted to go to the New York game. They sent out thingies at my job. But, yeah.
Holla at me. What we got up next?
I still got on my goddamn badge from work. This is what you mean I be on my grind? All right. So, up next, I'm just going to go ahead and throw on this MC Light Lola. Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow ribbons in her hair and her dress right up to here. She met a guy named Zeke. Who was truly a freak?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell the whole story.
Ooh, kill him.
Lola hopped into a cab. She went to work. As she walked into the club, the fellas went berserk. They screamed her name out. Lola, Lola. Yeah, she was the star of the Copa. She smiled. To stop her from yawning. For the finale, she got an applause. Lola was gracious, she didn't do tours. She felt appreciated, just like a star. But for the meanwhile, she got a drink from the bar. Lola had no kids and lost her mother. Her lover used drugs and left her for another. But little did she know that she would make love tonight. She'd do it willingly without putting up a fight. Down the street.
Oh, yeah. What kind of bad one did he catch that now she's dead?
He had the AIDS. Lil Lola from the Copa used to be a hoe.
Oh, being a hoe is not good.
So the moral of this story is, wrap that bitch up.
Maybe that or don't be a hoe.
Well, he jumped on all raw and stuff.
Raw.
He didn't even know her. Probably didn't even know her last name.
She done had no. He done had the monster. Or did he get the monster from her?
He got it from her because he done jumped on there twice raw.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Only two times raw.
Mm-hmm. That's just not good.
It's not.
But, you know, I would say you live and learn, but realistically,
you only get one life.
You know what? We need to throw that on there.
YOLO.
I have to find that. We're going to throw that on there. I forgot about that one. Okay, so while we on what can happen when you just all raw dogging and jumping on people willy-nilly without thinking about consequences, let's put on that Nikki D, Daddy's Little Girl.
Daddy's Little Girl. Not the girl that Daddy knew. Daddy never had a clue of what his little girl would do. A drifter, swift to open up and get with ya. A pocket full of dreams for my love for kiss ya. I never concentrated on the fact that I'm loved. Scheme for scheme and things that would lead you to a pipe dream. Picture it, yes, I'm Daddy's little girl. I never asked for nothing, now it's a string of pearls. My chances of things, could I win with the substance? A princess with a smile, but my sweetness is sort of grim. I never fought the feeling that I had to be wild. Cause in my mind, I was a mature child. But I couldn't hurt Daddy, I played the role, but on a I went inside your soul, Nikki had to be free. You see, I had to be me. Her life just wouldn't flow through correctly. Being that little girl,
what Daddy don't do won't hurt him.
But I'm Daddy little girl,
what Daddy don't do won't hurt him.
Daddy little girl,
what Daddy don't do won't hurt him.
Daddy little girl,
what Daddy don't do.
Here comes the music.
Daddy'd always tuck me in bed and kiss me goodnight. Say, Nikki, sleep tight. Then turn off the light. And when he goes away on a business trip, I'll flip, lose my grip. Party time. I tell the girls, split the duty. One go pick up the booze. My other half will get the single, spread the news. The party went on, lasted all night long. Song after song.
To the break of dawn.
Then watch some nasty porns in the morn. My body got warm. From getting freaky before. Sexing like crazy. My body amazed me. By taking a chance with a man that didn't faze me. A night so hectic, a bit unexpected. Before I made love, I should have been. Cause now I'm in a jam with this careless punk. And in about 3 months my stomach will be plump. Trouble, yes, I'm in the hot seat now. Tell my pops, no way, no how. It'll break his heart, wreck his whole world. To have to grow up quick. That's the girl.
What Daddy don't do won't hurt him.
Trust me, yeah, Daddy loves me. Cause I can feel it in his arms, strong when he hugs me. But there comes a time when an angel must spread a wing. So I bow my head and get deep into the swing of things. Sort of raunchy, I must. Cause mama knew every time I skipped school, mama sat home saying the blues. Now I regret the day that Daddy let me out to play. But I'm a woman now, so let's keep it this way. Daddy's little girl.
What Daddy don't know won't hurt him.
But I'm Daddy's little girl.
What Daddy don't know won't hurt him.
Daddy's little girl.
What's that?
Dogs, if you missed the moral of this story, wrap it up. That's just gonna be my moral of a lot of stories. Wrap it up. Now, what else can happen when you're in a bad relationship or bad situation that you might not know you're in is this song from Eve, Love is Blind. You might get your ass whooped. Is that not the politically way to say it?
I mean, you know, that's the factual what happens.
I know. I can safely say I've never gotten my ass whooped in a relationship.
Have you been in fights in relationships, though?
No, I had, like, in high school, I was dating this dude, and he tried to jack me up out the mall, and I left him there because I had drove, so I left him at the mall, and by the time he walked his ass home, me and my brothers were sitting on his porch waiting on him.
You finna get fucked up, nigga? Who you guess jacking you, out the mall, nigga?
Guess you forgot. That's the only this domestic one I got close to.
And I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask her how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but them things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from his
semen. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kids? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lived. She told me she would leave you, I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him I keep it ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respects and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cock. Praying to me now, I ain't God, but I'll pretend. I ain't start your life, but nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
It's truly not. You gotta elevate and find. Yeah, she said that. She lets you know that domestic violence is a real issue going on. You gotta watch about who you got around you. You need to watch about who you got around these goddamn kids. You just gotta watch. You gotta be real careful. Be careful. I'm so for real, because I would hate to have to catch a case because I done had to fuck a nigga up and try and goddamn fuck with my kid. Just my invisible kids, that is. Mm-hmm. Anywho, let's get to a happier song. Let's go to a song where men see the error in their ways, see they're not doing right, but trying to let you know that I've been there. So hopefully you won't go there, because you need to listen to what I'm about to tell you. And this Jaheim put that one.
If they dream in the sun while they're spinning, they hit on my truck, man.
I could remember.
And if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, man.
I could remember.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I could remember.
But oh, girl, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star weekend game, girl,
I could remember.
And if it wasn't for the dough and 50 Jesus show, girl, you know that
remember.
But silly me, silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
I realize that you need love too.
Oh, yeah.
Spend my life making up to you.
Oh, oh, I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up older and the fights keep getting worse,
oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse that I put that one on her.
Yeah.
And you notice she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, no.
And she starts playing little games, coming in late from work. You better put that one on her.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts, then
I could remember.
And if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing on my headlights, then
I could remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, yeah, you know
I could remember.
But silly me, babe, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
I realize that you need love to spend my life making up to you.
Oh, oh, I forgot to be your lover.
When she starts bringing up old,
bringing up old
and
shit,
and the fights keep getting worse.
Wasn't really nothing.
So many ways.
Kept to myself, always running.
So many games.
All that I spent.
So many words.
I need you to stay.
Always came first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
Came out of love.
You know I had to learn a lesson.
Spend some time.
Put in some work.
And for better or worse.
Always put that on the
start. Start bringing up older. And the fights keep getting worse.
Getting worse.
Finding numbers hidden.
Bish.
Yo.
You will stay with a chick if she slashed out your headlights.
Maybe.
Really? So forgiving.
I'm a very understanding individual, you know what I'm saying?
You understand that she just fucked your car up? Well, I can't say nothing, because you know the dude that slashed off or my tires were still real cool.
See?
But I understood what he was going through at that time.
Somebody finna pay for my tires, though.
Oh, yeah, he did that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I understand.
My grandma was hot.
I understand you're going through some things and all that, and I'm all about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to support you, but a nigga got to get around, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need to be rolling.
They had to get the goddamn flatbed to come get my car. It was, I was
hot. You was down like four flats.
No, literally, I was. I was so goddamn.
Then a motherfucker.
I had to call my ex, and then he was with some chick at the time. I was like, he didn't even have my number. This is the funny thing. I called him. I got rid of all my numbers with him and everything. I was like, I need your car now.
on some real shit, public service announcement from Bishop. I know I don't have many. But some of y'all motherfuckers is way too happy that LeBron is back on the court, man. I mean, damn. What? Niggas, basketball season is back. Niggas is way too happy to be seeing LeBron James again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn.
What they got to do with us talking about car slashings and stuff?
It's just them. Okay. Bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? I had bitch shit on the brain. It was just a bombardment. bitch shit on the brain.
I'm helping my bestie out with his shoe business and he don't know it. I'm making it real easy for you. All you gotta do is push and say.
Hey, you helping each other, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, because you know I'm buying all of them. Okay, what's up next? Let's see what we got next. Let's do Stranger in My House, Tamia. Because this is what she might be feeling prior to her coming home late from work and such.
Segway, this is Grant Hill's wife. You know what I'm saying? Segway.
You because Bishop had some questions. At the end of the day, the song is basically about she looked at her man. She basically painted, she was looking at her man through rose-colored glasses and or in his Sunday clothes, as I like to say. And all of a sudden, he wasn't doing these things that he used to do. And she like, what the hell happened? And obviously, he wasn't really doing those things in the beginning. She was just in this, you know, what you call it, that honeymoon stage, where she didn't notice that this nigga wasn't the nigga she thought he was. Therefore, she thought he was stranger, but no, she was stranger because clearly she's the one who didn't notice that it's been like this from day one. Deep.
Hey,
did you catch that?
It is what it is. I do feel you.
Okay. I'm just saying, because I mean, I've been there. My ex-husband was a stranger in my house. Stranger danger. And then come to that. But no, he really did flip stranger on me. I ain't know who the fuck that nigga was.
Stranger danger.
I was like 2 weeks away from being on Who the Bleep Did I Marry on ID. For real, for real. That motherfucker is crazy.
Word.
To this day.
I be trying to avoid fucking bras like that, yo.
But that's the ones you
that,
like.
That honeymoon stage shit, man. I don't like that shit at all, dog. Don't build me up to be something that I ain't, because all I is bitch. And at the end of the day, that shit's not that bad of a fucking deal. You know what I'm saying?
You've been the same way since the day I met you. Oh, speaking
never,
of.
Never.
Have I been changed. The same?
As far as I can tell, yeah.
I've always been me. Crazy, mean, sometimes bossy, me.
Yeah, original.
I am.
If you wasn't, I wouldn't fuck with you. I'll tell you that on the real. I don't fuck with fucking flam motherfuckers. I can't keep up.
And we have been friends 13 years. Yes. So I think it's official to say that me and you are comfortable with each other and we know the truth.
Yep.
I mean, you don't see me at my best and my worst. I done seen you at your top and I done seen you at your bottom. Your bottom wasn't really a bottom, but I just seen you grow and expand. Yeah. You really come a long way, bitch.
I was trying to keep
the incline.
If you was to graph it, I was trying to graph it upwards so the bottom is always like a low point, and then once you go up, that's the new bottom. You
I got you.
And you go up. It's like climbing a mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Because thinking about when we first met, I was living with my mama and you was living on the other side of town. I was living with my mama because we met when I was still in high school.
Actually, you was on the other side. I was living on this side of town.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't. Bullshit. You was over there off North Tryon.
Well, that's this side of town. That's North.
That ain't that close to me. Well, yeah, I guess it is sort of down the street, sort of.
North.
Sort of.
It takes less than 15 minutes to get there. That's close for sure.
You true. You're right. But nah, we've been the same since day one. And trust me, I would have bailed out long ago. I have people, I do really good at my friend picking. I gotta work on the other part.
You gotta pick some of the friend qualities in that other person. You be going for the what's the word?
Lies. Lies.
That part of it I don't know about. But the exterior, you like the exterior.
Lies. How you figure?
Well, not necessarily lies. Motherfuckers look how they look.
You saying that I like pretty boys?
I'm not saying that you like pretty boys, but you have, you know.
I have a type, is what you're trying to say?
I'm not even saying you have a type. You do kind of have a type, but you don't stick to that type. I know what you like, but who you end up dealing with is never like, don't be the same. Don't be that type.
So I date down.
I didn't say that either, you know what I'm saying?
It was implied.
No! Hey, I'm not saying you're dating down. That's not the word I mean. I don't know what dating down means for, like, dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Meaning I'm not dating on my level. I mean, it's true. It's true. I've dated some bum niggas. Bum niggas with great dick.
See? There you go. Oh, yeah. Slight malfunction, but damn.
Anyway.
It is what it is. You know how to put... Now, I'm telling you, yo, that's factual information. If you know how to put that dick down, boy, that shit down.
That act right make you act right.
But I'm saying, though.
I do know one person who is
my type and I would truly date and that I like and we get along greatly. But it's just situations where we can't. And that'd be what it is. Not here nor there. Anyway, going on to the next song. This is what I really need. I need the nerd provider. But this is also a good story tale thing. It gives you a cautionary tale.
The cash is just like the clothes I worn yesterday. We are broke. I gotta get my ass out. So I went to see what my friend was talking about. He told me cocaine could get you clout. My mama said he's trouble and smooth my route. But I went to high school and got kicked out.
I want you out of here right now. You don't go out there. You don't want to prison. I feel like.
At least I got a little cops in prison, you stupid bastard.
You know, prisoner, jackass.
I just want to make a home to hold your hand. Goodbye, beloved one. You know it. See my face no more. I'm a provider. Girl, I gotta face the streets tonight. Goodbye, beloved one.
You know where I am.
If you don't see my face no more,
I'm a provider.
Girl, I gotta face the streets tonight.
You say you don't want me to go, but I have to. Refuse to be a bum,
nah.
Especially coming where I'm from. I'm a provider, girl, and I love you. And so it's just like I said before. Head down 95, got the Johnny Law. I don't need a ticket, though I never got one. If he pulls me over, he gon' fill my shotgun.
Gotcha.
Think about life down my head. It's just like this road, I don't know where I'm.
Another cocaine story. Will I find my sanity where I find my glory? Come on.
Goodbye, beloved one.
You know where I am.
You don't see my face no more.
I'm a provider.
Girl, I gotta face the streets tonight. Listen, baby. Goodbye, beloved one.
You know where I am.
You don't see my face no more.
I'm a provider.
Girl, I gotta face the streets tonight.
Someday.
At a motherfucker just like me. I'm a provider, girl.
I know you.
Hey.
I said, don't tell me you don't know what you see. When you're looking at a motherfucker just like me, I'm a rider, girl. Yeah. Oh.
Could you talk in a normal tone of voice?
You don't see my face no more.
I can't understand a word you're saying when you're yelling like that.
Goodbye, beloved one. If you don't see my face no more,
would you shut up and listen to me for 5 seconds, please?
Someday, this'll be over.
Someday.
I feel like Bishop is questioning my judgment on this one. But let me tell you why.
This is like the first time, you know what I'm saying? That one's swing and a miss.
Nah.
Swing and a miss. I don't know about that.
This song is basically telling you don't judge on how somebody is living. Like, if your man is out here, at least he's not sitting at home not doing nothing. At least he's out here trying to provide for you and your family. At least he's fucking trying. That's what that's about.
He's trying.
At least he's fucking trying to be a provider. It might not be the most genuine and, you know, best ways to get this money or how to live, but he's trying. At least he's not sitting over there running up your goddamn Duke Power bill and eating the, you know, the food out your refrigerator while replacing it. At least he's out here trying, is what he's saying.
That's the bar right now.
I'm just saying, you got to do something. You got to get up, get out, cut this bullshit out.
You got to get up, get out. Aren't you tired trying to do without?
Clearly, some people are not, but they should be.
That's the, like the dealer and the stoner. That's like one of my favorite songs right now. You don't even know who sings that song, do you? That's my damn, that's my shit I'm on, you know what I'm saying? That whole CD, I'm on it heavy.
Who?
I can't even say it. Niggas judge me.
Off air.
Yeah, off this off air conversation. We gonna play some of that music though, cause the shit fat.
Well, people.
It fat.
We've come to the last song. We kept you a little later, but we really don't care. And we're gonna go ahead and leave you with that classic, Joe Public. You got to live and learn before your bridges burn. You got to live. We taking you back. That's what we do. Anyway, you know where to find us. Monday through Thursday on FleetDJRadio.net. 9 a.m. on your TuneIn app. Station is Fleet DJs. We'll be there. And, of course, you can go online and find us at BayNightRadio.com. You can find us on all your major social networks at Heavy Mixin', at Empress Journey, EmpressJourney.com, Kicks of Fire, Winston Bishop Boutique.
It's actually Kicks of Fire.
Oh, there you go.
KIXFY Bishop Winston Boutique.
Yes.
Also, Heavy Mixin' Kicks.
Really?
Expansion.
We gotta get you a site. Yeah, that's about it. You just listen to Joe Public until you have a little bit of
the O and the E. Mary, 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 it's quite contrary. Yo, how did you earn your about the little boy you neglect. Spending his formative years in a living hell, not realizing